Imagination Studio presents Trixie Belden No. 2, The Red Trailer Mystery, by Julie Campbell. Read for you by Ariadne Myers. Chapter 1. A Search Begins. Trixie saw her father's car turn into the driveway from Glen Road, and she raced out of the back door to stop him before he reached the garage.
"Dad! Dad!" she shouted. "We're going on a trailer trip, Honey Wheeler and I, with her governess, Miss Trask, to try and find Jim Vrain, who has run away again."
Mr. Belden stopped the car by the steps leading to the back terrace. He leaned out of the window, smiling, but there was a puzzled frown on his face, too.
"What on earth are you talking about, Trixie? Who is Jim Vrain?"
Trixie put her arm on the car door.
"He's old Mr. Frayne's great-nephew, Dad,"
she said, remembering that her parents hadn't guessed the secret of the mansion.
"And now that Mr. Vrain is dead, Jim is his sole heir to a fortune of over $500,000. Isn't that wonderful?"
Mr. Belden nodded.
"So they found the missing heir at last. When I left to drive your mother and Bobby to the seashore, they were still looking for the widow and her son."
"Jim's mother is dead, Dad," Trixie said. "And he ran away from his stepfather, who beats him and makes him work on his farm for nothing. And Honey and I found him," Trixie went on excitedly, "and brought him food while he was hiding in the mansion, but now he's run away again, and oh, Dad, I forgot to tell you, the old mansion burned to the ground last night."
Mr. Belden glanced up at the ruins on the eastern hill above the hollow.
"I thought I smelled stale smoke when I turned into Glen Road," he said soberly.